Well, hi again, everybody. We are live on a Monday evening at the Antlers. Good crowd on hand here as we get ready to do the Laker hockey show for this week. And tonight we're going to be joined by Mike York, the assistant coach of the Lakers. Damon Whitten is gone on a recruiting trip right now. He'll be out of town for a few days here this week. And Max Humitz is going to join us on the show tonight as well. Off to a good start this year, the junior. And we'll talk to him in the second half of our program tonight. But first, we got Coach York with us. And Mike, you've been on this program before, but let's reacquaint you with our listeners, especially those who are listening in on the radio tonight, may or may not know anything about Mike York. But let's go back to your days as a college player at Michigan State. I recall those days only too well. You may have been the best player that played at Michigan State, at least that I saw in the many years that I've been doing this. But you had a great college career. You were an All-America there. You led the league and your team in scoring a couple of different times. You won a championship. Did just about everything you could do at Michigan State, and then went on to play in the National Hockey League. And let's just go through the gamut here. Talk a little bit about playing at Michigan State, how you went there. Did Ron Mason heavily recruit you?
You're doing a great job. I appreciate the introduction. No, it was I was at State from 95 to 99. I played junior hockey in the Toronto area. You know, I was recruited by a handful of teams, I guess, and a couple out of the Michigan area. But I chose Michigan State. It was close to home. I guess we were a little bit more of a Michigan State family growing up over Michigan anyway. You know, so I spent 4 years there. I had a great time there, really developed my game as a all-around game, I should say, as a college player, and was able to make a transition into the pro level.
And then you went to the New York Rangers, drafted you. I think you were like 136th overall that year when you got drafted. You played for the Rangers for a while and had a really good first year, and played for several other NHL teams. You played in Edmonton, the New York Islanders, Phoenix, Columbus. 10 years, I think.
Yeah. I started off the Rangers and then played about 2.5 years there. I got traded to Edmonton, spent another about 2.5 years, and back to New York for the Islanders, spent a year and a half there. Was a couple months in Philadelphia, a year in Arizona, and then a couple years in the minors, and then 6 years overseas.
Yeah, you wound up playing in Germany, and I think it was Serlone you played with. Isn't that how you say that?
Iserlohn, yeah.
Yeah, it's the west side of Germany, and you played there, what, 4 years, 5 years?
5 years. Well, I played there in the 04 lockout, and then I went back and played 5 years there again, post-North American career, I guess.
Now, what was that like? What's that Deutsche League? Is it pretty high level?
It is. I guess over in Europe, I think they probably consider the KHL the second best league, and, maybe Finland and Sweden, but it's right up, on par. You know, you play those, they have like a Champions League type deal where the winner of each league plays in a Champions League, I guess, they call it. And, they compete. You know, it's definitely, it's getting better too. You know, obviously Germany winning the silver medal in the Olympics last year in hockey is going to be huge for that country as moving forward as far as hockey goes. But it's still a long ways from competing with soccer over there for sure.
Yeah, and yet it's a great experience to go there and play. I think you'd probably recommend that to players. Hey, when you're if you want to have a great time and play at a high level, that'd be a good place.
It absolutely is a great experience. You know, I've been to places as far as travel wise that I probably never have gone if I didn't go play in Europe. And you make a good living doing the thing that you love, so it was a great experience. It was a great experience for my family. My daughter was over there, and she still speaks German, so it was beneficial for her as well.
Yeah, it's great to have you here at Lake Superior State. You when you came back, when you quit playing and you came back, you went back to school at Michigan State and were a student assistant, like a volunteer down there for what, 1 year?
Yep, just 1 year, yeah.
And then you came here to Lake Superior State to work with Damon. Now, sure. Let's talk a little bit about that relationship. You started at Michigan State. I can remember that. You were one of the young players. I think you were 17 when you started at Michigan State. You came in pretty young and did a great job right out of the gate. Damon, on the other hand, came in. He's actually older than you are, but he was a freshman when you were a junior.
Right, yep. Yeah, I was when I moved to Toronto, I was able to fast-track high school, so I graduated in 3 years and was able to come in at 17. So I was young and probably immature as far as the playing defensive side of on the defensive side of the puck in hockey. And then he came in, as a 20-year-old, and Actually, my junior year is when we kind of start really, you know, making some noise as far as, you know, we were winning the league and winning the championship and able to make it to the Final Four one year.
Yeah, what was Ron Mason like as a coach? Did you really like him as a mentor?
Oh, absolutely. He was great. You know, obviously he started his coaching career up here for Lake State, and you know, he helped me become the player that I was. You know, when I went into school, I was all offense. You know, that's all I thought about. And, you know, he basically told me, you know, if you want to make it further on the pro, you got to play on the defensive side of the puck. And I basically spent a lot of time with me my first year doing that.
Yeah, it's he's a great coach. He was a great coach. He certainly was here and had a great career, Bowling Green and Michigan State. Let's talk a little bit about yourself personally now. You've settled into Sault Ste. Marie. You've been here a year now. You got a home out in Lakeshore, and your wife Amy is here. You've got a daughter named Ivy, mm-hmm. and a little guy named Connor. He kind of struggled a bit when he was first born, didn't he?
He was born premature, but he's doing great now. He turns 1 in 2 days, if you can believe that. So on Thursday, he'll be 1 year old. So he's all boy. He's into everything. You know, he's smashing stuff. So it's pretty funny. But you know, with my daughter, we baby-proofed the house, and she didn't get into anything, and we didn't do it for him, and he got into everything. So I had to spend a day doing that. So.
Yeah, it's that's the way boys are. They tend to be a little bit more on the rambunctious side. But I'm glad to hear he's doing really well. I remember it was kind of nip and tuck there for a while a year ago when you were gone more than you were here.
Yeah. You know, we had to go up to Marquette for him to be in there, and. But he's wearing like 18-month clothes now, so he's caught up and eating well.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, you ran practice today, I guess. How do you like the coaching end of things? I mean, you were a really good player, and sometimes people who are really good at something, especially at the playing level of things, kind of can't figure out why some other people can't do the things that you could do. How does that work for you? How do you deal with that?
It's been definitely an adjustment. You know, as you learn as you go. Obviously, you know, Coach Witten's been great. You know, Rich was great last year. You know, it helped me along the way. I think I've learned a lot the last year. And you know, you just don't assume players can know or can do things that maybe you think they should or be able to do. So you got to really, you know, get down and pay attention to detail. And whether it's a video or showing them on ice, it's. It's definitely a process, but it's been a good process for me.
Yeah, I would think with all the experience you've had at the various levels of hockey, National Hockey League over in Germany, et cetera, and all your college days, that there are a lot of things you could teach. Are there little things you can go out there and work on? I know you played mostly on the wing. You didn't play a whole lot of center in the NHL, et cetera, but are there, say, face-off things you can work with a centerman on, or are there things you can tell players about, moving in the right way to grab a loose puck, et cetera?
Yeah, I think, and again, that goes with, you know, being on the ice for practice and trying to think, but also showing video is crucial, I think. And, you know, for me, just being able to play as long as I was, you know, I picked up things from other players as well. Obviously, you know, you always want to be a student of the game and try to pass those things along. And, you know, at times it's hard to do. You know, guys don't pick it up right away, but that's what you got to kind of stick with it and keep on them about it.
And how about the start this season for this team? We really haven't played a big team yet. We've won 2 games at Merrimack, which is great because you're on the road there and it's starting the season and nobody knows anything, or they didn't either. But then you beat the Nipissing team in the exhibition series, so you're 4-0 right now, but the test will come in a couple of weeks when we play at Huntsville.
Yeah, it was obviously good to go on the road and get those 2 wins in Merrimack. Obviously, you know, they're playing in front of a new coach and want to impress him, so they played hard, and you know, we were able to kind of outscore them or out special team a little bit on Friday, and then Saturday was more a defensive game, and you know, we were able to, you know, come away with a 1-0 win. And then, you know, these games this past weekend against Nipissing, they you know, maybe not as strong as opponent that's, you know, you want to play, but they're still games. It's better than practice. You get to evaluate players in a game situation and, you know, kind of keep that game mentality, game shape going. And obviously bye weekend this weekend, and then we head into Alabama, which will be tough.
Yeah, what's that like to have this bye right now? Is that a good thing at this point in the season, or would you rather have games this coming weekend? Is it a time to maybe do some work on some things that you think you're coming up short on?
I think it's, you know, everyone wants to play games for sure, that players and coaches, you always want to play games, but we don't want to, you know, sacrifice, you know, traveling across country and wearing our guys out to get into game situation. I think, you know, last year going to Denver, it was a great experience for everybody, but, you know, it took a lot out of us, and I think it kind of affected us, you know, further down the road. And I think, you know, the rest for our guys, you know, this weekend will be good, and we can focus on Alabama.
Well, what do we do this weekend now? Will there be a kind of a simulated game in there? Are you going to have a scrimmage of some sort, or are you just going to work on some practice issues and take the time off that you should take off and get ready?
I think, you know, we'll probably do a shortened version of a game maybe on Saturday. We'll see. As far as, you know, what we have for injuries and players and bodies and whatnot. But I think it's definitely, you want to keep that mentality that you're playing on a Friday and a Saturday, so it'll help us.
All right, you're listening to the Laker Hockey Show tonight here on ESPN 1400. Good to be back on ESPN this week. We had to move to the other station last week. Bill Crawford along with Mike York tonight. And as we said, we'll have Max Humitz joining us here in the second half of our show tonight to talk from a player's angle. But let's talk a little bit about some of the players on this team. I think a lot of our fans, Mike, through four games, have been really impressed with some of the young guys, the freshmen who've come in, and some of the returning players and what good shape they seem to be in, how they maybe have elevated their games a little bit. Would you say that's accurate?
I think it is. I think, you know, our freshmen from last year got, especially on the back end, they got, you know, a lot of minutes, you know, early on and throughout the year, I guess. So that's a obviously, that one-year experience is going to be huge for them, and I think it's those guys are taking a big jump. Same thing up front. Obviously, you know, Hampus was injured, but you know, the first couple weeks of practice, he looked really well. He looked really good as well. So, and our older guys have done a great job leading as well.
Yeah, Hampus Eriksson. Talked to him a little bit today. He's hoping to be back in the next 3 weeks at the most. He's going to try the skate here later this week and see if he can. Even get out and do some skating. He's got the lower body injury at this point, but let's hope he gets back as quickly as possible. We've got questions from our fans tonight, too, and we'll get into those in just a second here. Would you say, in fact, one of the fans did ask this question tonight. He says, I saw the two games on the weekend against Nipissing, listened to the other two games. Would you say it's accurate that we maybe have a little more team speed this year than we've had?
I think so. I think it's safe to say that. You know, I think some of the freshmen that we brought in have excellent speed. You know, again, I think a lot of our guys worked hard in the offseason as well, and I think that their speed has improved, and I think that's something that we you look around the NHL, the game's played fast, and we want to do the same thing.
And another question here from a fan tonight. We just talked about Damon. He's out of town right now on a recruiting trip. Are there plans for maybe you or Zach Sizek to get out of town this week too?
I think Zach might leave on Thursday to get out and see some games, and I'll probably stick behind and run the practice on Friday.
Yeah, somebody's got to stay home.
Yeah.
And I guess it should be the family guy at this point.
Right.
But we're going to take a break here, our first break on the Laker Hockey Show tonight. We're live at the Antlers down on East Portage Avenue. Come on down and join us if you can. If not, stay with us. We'll be right back with more on ESPN 1400.
All right, you're good.
Okay, thanks, Alyssa.
Yep,
how long would you like here?
You can take 2.5, 3, whatever you need. I don't know how many spots.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Finding the right insurance representative to your lifestyle can be challenging. SCCU Insurance Agency offers many policy options to help you choose the coverage that makes the most sense for you and your family. Whether you're a member of a federated or life insurance, SCCU Insurance Agency has the coverage that fits your lifestyle. Contact an insurance representative at 906-632-5317 or stop by the Cooperative Credit Union's Binghamton branch for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation today.
When you're looking to score a great pizza, make your play with your favorite hometown team at Guido's.
Well known for their pizzas.
Someone once said,
you can't live off just pizza.
Something they may not agree with at Guido's. You'll also love their pasta, salads, breads,
and of course, their Guido Tizers.
Make a power play later online at guidospizzasuit.com.
And while you're there, look for their college student special coupon
and save 15% on one regularly priced menu item.
Guido's Pizza, 2673 Ashman.
Call 906-635-0066.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The Diane Pepler Resource Center wants you to remember there are seven different kinds of abuse. One in three women have been physically assaulted, and one in four men also experienced physical assault, both by a partner sometime in their life. Almost half of women and men have experienced at least one form of psychological aggression by a partner in their lifetime. Intimate partner violence accounts for 15% of 30 seconds.
Alrighty.
And only 4% that go to trial receive jail time. Diane Pepler Resource Center wants to educate everyone on ways of prevention for this serious matter. And you are not alone. Contact the Diane Pepler Resource Center today if you are or know someone in a domestic situation and need help. All information is kept confidential. Please help end the violence together. Contact the Diane Pepler Resource Center today at 906-635-0566.
You're listening to the Laker Hockey Show live on the Antlers on ESPN 1400. Now back to the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford.
Okay, we are back on a Tuesday evening at the Antlers down on East Portage Avenue. Bill Crawford along with Mike York tonight, sitting in for Damon Witten. And Mike's an assistant coach, obviously, at Lake Superior State. And a lot of things to talk about. There are so many different angles we can go here. The rule change this year where you can dress an extra player every game, you can take an extra guy with you, et cetera. I think that's going to be really beneficial for a team like Lake Superior. Probably going to help everybody. But, you know, I watched the other night. You look at our team. We've got six fairly solid defensemen who have experience, and yet Alex Amanda looked really good to me on Saturday. In fact, both games, he played real well. He could be a 7th D, and he could fill in here and there, and if somebody got hurt, he'd be right there. I thought he's going to be a good player, that kid.
I think so, too. You know, that's a good pickup for us. He's an immature kid, you know, as far as he was one of our top fit athletes, you know, going through our testing at the beginning of the year, which is pretty unusual for a freshman to come in and be that, not even saying shape, but testing off the charts, really, and... He's a great kid as well, so that's a double bonus.
How do we decide on stuff like that? You guys sit down as a staff, and does it depend on who you're playing against, whether you might want an extra D or maybe somebody's nicked up a little bit, or is that how you?
I think for sure. If we have a nicked up D man, for sure, you know that we don't know if he's going to be 100% able to go or not. You know, we're definitely probably going to want to dress that up extra D man, but I guess it depends on the opponent as well. If we're going on. We would need an extra guy that maybe is going to kill penalties, you know, PK specialist or power play specialist or somebody that's been playing really well in practice too.
Yeah, there's a way to reward somebody there because we can get an extra guy in the lineup. We got some questions from the fans again, and we'll refer to that a little bit about recruiting here tonight. In general, we look at this hockey team. We aren't going to lose any defensemen to graduation. We'll lose one of our three goaltenders and three forwards. So what are we looking for there? We've got a couple of people who are committed to us already that we're probably going to be checking on this year, but what are we looking for next year?
I think you're always looking for a little bit of everything. You never know what's going to happen through the year, so obviously we need to be on the road and make sure we know the personnel that's out there and the identify players that we like in case something does happen. We like our team right now. Everyone's obviously 4-0. We love our team right now, so... But again, you never know what's going to happen, so you got to know what's out there.
Okay, a specific question on recruiting from one of our fans here tonight. Do we get into the Toronto area at all anymore and check the AAA midgets there that are playing in Toronto?
Yeah, you know, obviously we have contacts and people that email us and reach out to us and players and stuff like that. It's a little, that league, you know, a lot of the players that live there go out to the BCHL, so that's probably why we're a little heavier recruited out there. But again... They have a showcase. Zach went to that showcase and identified some players there, and I believe he's, he uh, You know, probably, you know, if he hits the road, I don't, you know, it's, you know, close to us. So I don't know where exactly he's going to go on, but it's always a possibility.
Yeah. Zach Sizek is a first year assistant coach here at Lake Superior. And he, like Mike, a few years ago when you were a volunteer assistant as a student at Michigan State, that's what Zach was doing at Notre Dame last year. And he came highly recommended by head coach Jeff Jackson from Notre Dame, and I think he's done he's fit in really well. He seems like a great team player, even as a coach. He's well prepared. What are some thoughts on him at this point?
I think he's done a great job as far as attention to detail. You know, he really digs into the video and picks things out. He has an eye for that, and I think. You know, their goalies love him. You know, he's a former goalie guy, so he's been able to do that one-on-one with our goalies, and I think that's obviously goalie position being such an important position. I think it's been great for our goalies to have him around.
How about the end of the business that, you know, you and Zach do a lot of recruiting work. Damon doesn't get that much of a chance during the season. This week's probably the only chance he'll get all year to get out and take a look at some of our players that we have and where some of the talent is at this point, but how do you like the recruiting end of it? Is that something that appeals to you?
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's a little different. You know, obviously it's changed probably from when I was a player, you know, coming up in college where you're kind of, you know, looking for guys to come in the following year, whereas I think it's a little bit younger now. You're kind of projecting out a little bit. There's not a lot of true freshmen that come in, so you're projecting or guessing, really, to see, you know, if a guy's going to be a good player, but you know, it's good to get on the road and be in the rink. Sometimes the showcase is going to be tough because you're at the rink from, you know, 9 a.m. till 10 or 11 o'clock at night, so they're long days. But you know, when you get out just to go out and watch some games, it's nice to get in and to talk to the coaches and get feedback on our players and stuff as well.
Yeah, I think probably one of the biggest things about recruiting is just getting to know all the people and getting them to trust you. You got to have the trust of the junior coaches, and then you've got to treat the players well, and you got to meet all these kids too. And
yeah.
You really, you know, there's more than just what they can do on the ice. They have to be a certain personality too if they're going to play at Lake Superior State.
I agree. Yeah, you know, it's you know, the kids that we have, you know, they're coming up to be hockey players and students, obviously, but you know, it's not a huge school where we got a lot of other stuff going on. It's mostly focused on hockey, and you know, I think a lot of, you know, all our guys in our dressing room believe in that, and you know, that's why they come here.
After four games this season, and you've had a chance to talk to the other coaches and look at some video, et cetera, what do you, how would you assess this team through four games, and what do you think are some areas we might want to really work on at this point?
I think a little bit of, you know, we can work on everything. Obviously, that's you're always going to get better at everything. But I think as far as our team, you know, I think there's been a real good, you know, closeness with our team. You know, we've had some, you know, the Zamboni breaking down on Saturday. You know, it wasn't, our guys just shrugged it off and went out there and played. You know, it was, there was no complaining about it. We just got, you know, it is what it is, and we got the job done. So
yeah, and there's a question from one of the fans about that too. Is the Zamboni been repaired? Do we not have to worry about that at this point?
I think it's in the process of being repaired, so hopefully it'll be good to go when Michigan gets in here.
Yeah, we got two and a half weeks here to worry about that. I'm sure it'll be ready to go. But I thought it was great that they went down to Puller and brought the second Zamboni up, and they did a great job, and good cooperation there between Lake Superior State and the city on that one.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and the weekend games, I was impressed with the size of our crowd. You know, they're exhibition games, Nipissing U. People are like, who cares about that? But they came out. It was great. And, you know, we were up against college football on Saturday night. We still had 1,200 people.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to see. I thought our student section was really, really good. You know, and obviously our players love to see the students. You know, they're people who they see every day in classes and their friends and everything. So it's great that the students were able to come out and support us as well as everybody else.
How about the penalty situation? I was going to ask Damon about that after the game on Saturday night. Are you guys of the opinion that maybe we're taking a few more penalties than we want at this point?
Definitely. We definitely took too many penalties for sure. You know, I guess the good thing is our PK's been good and getting a lot of work early on and a lot of practice at it, but we definitely want to cut down on those. And it's a situation where the refs are cracking down on hooks and stuff like that, so that's you know, if we see it in practice, it's something we have to point out to our players that we can't be doing. And slashing as well, you see it at the NHL level where they're cracking down. And you just got to, you know, take care of your stick and be smart about it.
Yeah, I think this time of the year, too, this is business as usual, really. The referees are they do hit you a lot harder early in the season. Then they kind of back off on some of these calls. So I think that'll improve. But then the teams have to kind of back off and stop taking penalties.
For sure, yeah. I mean, the refs are setting the standard, and you know, we have to know what that standard is and learn from it, and obviously take less penalties, especially, you know, in offensive zone penalties are really unacceptable for us. You know, obviously a penalty just to save a goal or something like that's fine, but you know, we just got to be smarter.
Yeah, and we did take a few offensive zone penalties on the weekend. Describe for me what your coaching style is when you're on the bench during a game. Now, I know Damon can get pretty volatile. He likes to ride referees a little bit, and he does a lot of talking back there. But what's your style on the bench?
I've tried to be a little more calm, I guess. You know, right now I've been working with the D on the bench, so I try to, you know, just keep them calm. You know, be positive, try to take it shift by shift. You know, even if, you know, if forward makes a mistake, circles back in his own end, doesn't clear it down, have a little talk with him, make sure he's ready to go the next shift. So
can you out talk Steven Ruggiero?
No, nobody can out talk to him.
I got to get him on the show one of these nights. He'll be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take our second break here tonight. Matt Pockett's engineering for us here. We've got Alyssa back at the station, and we'll take a break. We'll be right back. More Laker Hockey Show on ESPN 1400. Okay, we are back for our third segment of the Laker Hockey Show. We're live at the Antlers as usual every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. talking Laker hockey. Generally, we have Damon Witten, the head coach of the Lakers, with us. Tonight, we have Mike York joining us. And right now, we've got Max Humitz moving in, the junior out of Livonia, Michigan. And I find it kind of interesting that on this team right now, and I don't know if you guys ever sit down and talk about it, but all three of these coaches, I think they're like a 20-mile triangle on where they're from down in your area there. There's one from Brighton, one from Waterford, and the other one from Canton, Michigan, and you know that area pretty well. That's like a nice little triangle. That's where our coaching staff's from, and they all played at Michigan State, but we try not to hold that against them.
No, that's right, yeah, and I'm from right in the middle there in Livonia, so I know that area well, and when we always travel, we go down to Detroit to fly out, so we all meet in Brighton and have a meal there before we go out, so it's funny just to go down there and be in the area for a little bit.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. You were with us last year, and I'm sure we went through this, but let's go through it again for the fans who are listening who don't really know that much about you. You're from Livonia, Michigan. Talk a little bit about where you played your hockey growing up and where you played junior before you came to Lake Superior, and I'm always interested in knowing why you chose Lake Superior and who recruited you here.
So growing up, I played for the Livonia Knights when I was real young, and then I moved up to AAA probably when I was around 12 or 13, and I played for Victory Hound and Honey Baked for a little bit, played high school hockey for a year, and then I left high school my senior year to go to high school and play in Lincoln, Nebraska for the Lincoln Stars in the USHL, and then from there I got traded to Muskegon Lumberjacks, and then there Tri-City, and then we ended up winning the Clark Cup Championship with Tri-City, so that was the end of my junior career, and then I got recruited by Rich Mitro to Lake State my 19-year-old year out of Muskegon, and then I came in here in 2016.
Yeah, and you've done a good job. You scored 13 goals your first year, 13 last year. You've got, if you count the two that don't count, the exhibition, you got a couple three going here so far this season, but you're off to a good start. Let's talk a little bit about that. Goal scoring, that's a knack. That's a talent issue, and you've proven that you can do that.
Yeah, coming in my freshman year, I didn't know what type of player I was going to be for this team, and then Damon gave me like advice and put me in the right situations, and I was able to be on the power play and get a lot of opportunity there, and that's just grown, and I've had confidence just build, and it's been a good first 2 years for me.
Yeah, we've talked about it several times during games, and again on Saturday night I did that at length. It gets nauseating after a while, but you're very, very good in the high slot tipping pucks. You got good eye-hand coordination. That's something you take a lot of pride in. And I think Mr. Sackleman, Colin Sackleman, likes feeding you that puck in that area too, because you two combine quite a bit. I think if I were looking at film and I were the other team, I'd make sure Sackleman can't slide that puck into that high slot.
Yeah, yeah, he loves that play. He every time we go on the power play, he's always talking about it. That's one of his favorite plays to look for, and we've connected on it a fair share of times too. So is a play we have. And then obviously we've got Nellis down low and Cable, and right now we've got Calder on the other side. So we've got a good group there, and as long as we have possession with the puck in the offensive zone, I think good things happen with us.
Yeah, we got Sackleman likes to sneak down to that net front too. He scored a goal there on Saturday night.
Yeah, so we're changing things up and getting some new looks, and always moving as out gets the defenders confused.
You know, that game on Saturday night, I think most fans who are here watched that game. They were there in person, but that was a domination game. It probably should have been about a 10-0 game, but we had trouble putting the puck away until the third period of the game. But we outshot them 57-8 by our statistics upstairs, and that's playing pretty well. And, I mean, I know it's a Canadian school, but there's still a lot of experienced players there, and they're a good team in their program, and that's some good domination by Lake Superior.
Yeah, no doubt. They were a good team, and we needed the puck on our stick, and we possessed it, and we made good plays, and we were smart. So limiting turnovers and keeping possession was a huge thing for us, getting all those shots, and we had plenty of opportunities to score, but hopefully we're saving for the regular season.
What style of hockey does Max Humas prefer to play? Do you look more to the offense, or do you know how to play both sides of the puck, or do you prefer defensive hockey? How do you like to play out there?
When asked what type of player I am, I always say a two-way. Like, I like to take pride in my defensive zone, and offense comes from the defensive zone. So I'm on the PK, so that's a huge defensive part of our game, and it starts from there and then works into the offensive zone, and then I like to play fast and have the puck on my stick. So when I have the puck and I'm playing fast, that's when I'm definitely my best.
Yeah, you got a couple of pretty good line mates there for playing that style too. Diego's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's pretty darn quick with the puck, and there's a difference between fast and quick. And then you got Gelsinger on the other side, and he's flat out fast. So.
Yeah, he's quick on his edges. He can make a turn on a dime, and he's fun to watch. He's an unbelievable player to practice with and play alongside in the games, and we learn from each other. We mess around and practice together, so we're always teaching each other things and making each other better, and Diego's right there with us, and he's just as good of a leader on our line as he is for our team. We're always talking, we're always communicating, so it's a good group we got there between the three of us.
Yeah, that's another question too for a player, is the leadership on this team this year. You got Diego and Gage as the captains of the team. You got Colin Sackleman wearing an A this year, and Nellis. That's a pretty good cadre right there. They've been around a while, and you guys seem to get along pretty well. There's not really anything here that I can see that could be a problem in the dressing room. You seem to be a pretty cohesive unit.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody gets along in the locker room. We've got no cliques. It's just one giant group, and that's what we need to win games and be a great hockey team. So we're off to a good start with that, and I feel like it's going to continue. We got obviously this bye weekend off, so we got some bonding activities going on, so it's going to be good to just get to know these guys and be closer, and it's going to make us better on the ice as well.
Yeah, and how important was it and is it to start well? I mean, you started with two wins out at Merrimack, and, you know, they weren't a great offensive machine by any means, but they played hard. They were tough to play against. There wasn't a whole lot of room to do anything, and then you come home and you win the two games, and you really did play well against Nipissing and opened it up a little bit. How important is it to get off to that start with this team?
Starts huge, just especially for the freshmen that are coming in. We got a bunch of freshmen up front that are playing big roles right now, so we need them to play well, and they are. And our defensive core, it's young with the sophomores and freshmen back there, and Sackleman's a junior. But so having the freshmen play and getting experience and getting used to winning with us is key, and we've done that the first two weekends, and just winning is going to be huge for us.
Weekend off this weekend. You'll have a little bit of a scrimmage, I think, on Saturday morning as a team, just to stay game ready as you can. But you're going to go to Huntsville here. That's always an interesting trip. I don't think it's as hard on players as it is on old guys, but it's a long way to go. And you've played there a couple times now. What's that atmosphere like, and what are you looking for there when you play against the Chargers?
Huntsville, they're a physical team. They like to play hard, so we just got to go in there and not be taking silly penalties and reaction penalties. So that's going to be a huge thing for us to stay away from. And then we obviously just got to play our game, play smart and fast and possess the puck. And the atmosphere down there, it's the ice is soft, the weather's warm down there still. So and they don't get many fans, so it's good. We're gonna have to create our own energy on our own.
Yeah, it's not the greatest hockey atmosphere in the world, but it will be a week after that when you come back home. You're going to play Michigan. It's Great Lakes State weekend. I think That is going to be as close as we come to a capacity crowd in the building this season, because we've already sold a lot of tickets for it. Michigan's a big draw. Mm-hmm. It's Great Lakes Day weekend. It's got all the hoopla that goes with that, and that will be exciting for our players.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially we got a couple players from Michigan that we love that rivalry. We love that big game mentality. And then Michigan's big name, so everybody knows who they are. We all want to beat them. So we'll come out hard and we'll give a good show for the fans.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting first half of the season too. You got some other tough stuff in there. You got the GLI coming up. That'll be exciting for you. You're talking about Michigan kids. We haven't played in the Great Lakes Invitational in a number of years now. And we'll be down at the new arena, Little Caesars. You'll get a chance to play there.
Yeah, I've actually never been in the arena yet, so that'll be my first time in there, so that'll be exciting. And, yeah, we've been looking for that. Ever since my freshman year, we knew we were going to be in it, so I've been looking for that for the past 2-3 years now, and it's just growing. And I know me and Basilico, we talk about it all the time, how excited we are to play down there. And even when we went to Munn last year and Yost last year, like, we just get excited to play in those atmospheres because that's what we grew up around.
You know, there's a gentleman right there who's picked up his game this year. I think that line with Ambrosio at center with Basilico and the Sioux kid Chase Gamblin on the wings, they've been pretty solid. They've carried the puck well with some authority, and they've really done a good defensive job this season.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a good line. They play well together. They're physical, and they get the job done. And Brian scoring the goal late Saturday night was good for him, getting his confidence up. He was getting all the chance in the world, but couldn't find the back of the net, so I'm finding the back of the net would be a good boost for him going in the regular season.
Yeah, I think the toughest thing this season as we move along here is going to be the back-to-back almost trips to Alaska that come up in early January. That's going to be difficult because you know what that trip's like. Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell you. You go down to Detroit on a bus, you get on a plane, you go up to Alaska, you play two games, you reverse it and come back. You got to make the bus ride up from Detroit, and then you got to do it twice with real quick. I think it's almost back to back. If not, it's 2 weeks apart.
Right. Yeah. So it's fun just being with the guys, but it's a grind of a trip. So when we get there, we got to take care of business, and then we got to do it twice right back to back. It's a fun trip. It's good to get out there, and I always stay in on the bus, and then the flights are always a blast with the guys.
All right, we're talking to Max Humitz, junior winger for the Lakers here tonight on the Laker Hockey Show. Max is out of Livonia, Michigan. And, Max, do you set yourself some goals at the start of a season? Like, would you sit down and actually say to yourself or write something down somewhere, I want to do this, I want to do that, and then try to make that come true?
Yeah, we do that as a team. We all get a sheet, and we fill out some individual goals, and then we share it with the coaching staff, and we review it with them and go over it, and some personal goals and team goals as well. So, and then we come up with a plan on how we can meet those and achieve those throughout the year.
Are there teams in the WCHA that you really like to play against? You get fired up yourself personally to play against a certain team? And is there any team you don't like to play against?
No, I like to play hockey, so that's pretty much it. I get fired up for any game. Every time I get to pull that Laker jersey on, it's just an exciting moment for me. And there's certain rinks I like to play at, but certain teams, I don't know. But it's just going into certain atmospheres and then playing against guys I know on other teams is always fun. Yeah. Joking around with them on the ice and being able to play and hit them for the first time in a while.
Yeah, the hockey community's tight. I mean, there are a lot of players on other teams that you know that you played junior with, or you played even when you were playing for, you know, minor hockey, that you grew up with, that you would know now. So, and you see a lot of that when the games are over, especially after game two. You see a lot of guys out there talking that are old buddies.
Right, yeah. Like, for instance, when we went to Merrimack 2 weekends ago, there's a Livonia native on their team too, Tyler Irvine. So I've played with him. I've known him since I was real young. And then obviously Matt McCardle's there now. He played here last year. So met up with them after the game and talked for a little bit. It's always good reminiscing with them for sure.
Yeah, I think Matt, I think he spent more time with us that weekend than he did with the Merrimack team. But, you know, that's natural. I mean, he was here for 3 years, so he knows all the guys really well. And And I think he had a good time. He came to our skate and hung out there a little bit, and then he was after the game on the Sunday game, he was just hanging out with everybody.
Yeah, he's a very talkative kid, and everybody liked him. So he was big with our guys last year. He was going into senior year too, so it's tough to see him leave, but he's obviously graduated and doing well. But seeing him and having him mingle with us was nice.
Now let's talk just briefly before we cut you loose here, Max. You're obviously a college student. You're a junior now. What are you majoring in? How are things going academically for you? What kind of goals do you have there?
I'm majoring in kinesiology, sports rehab, and it's going well. Tough classes, but got a couple tutors which are helping with it, and it's going well. It's a good semester so far.
All righty, very good. Well, it's great to have you join us here. We'll get you on again this season, and always good to talk to the Laker hockey players, and you're off to a good start. Keep it up.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, Max Humitz joining us here tonight. We'll take a break. Want to say happy birthday to Jamie Blackburn tonight. I'm not sure how old he is, but he probably wouldn't appreciate me saying how old he is. But James Blackburn's with us here tonight at the show, and it is his birthday. And we'll take a break. We'll be back to the Antlers on ESPN 1400. Okay, we are back for our final segment of the show. Tonight's been a good show, always interesting. You know, it's not easy to get players in here. Quite often they have classes, et cetera. Last week we hoped to get Diego in here after the series at Merrimack, but it didn't work out because of the Canadian holiday on Monday. All those classes were moved Tuesday night, so we couldn't get him in here. But good to have Max Humitz join us here tonight. It's always interesting to hear from players. When you were a player at Michigan State, did you guys do some radio and stuff? Did you get a chance to talk?
We had the Ron Mason radio show at Reno's. I remember going on there a couple times. I think it was more when I was a junior and senior. They tried to get some of the older guys on there. Yep.
Yeah, it's good for the players to do that. It gives them a chance to meet the fans a little bit and talk about themselves a little bit and where they've been in the background, et cetera. And, you know, when I talked to Max there a little bit about that, we've got this MSU effect here on our coaching staff. Now, all three of you guys from that little triangle down there in northwestern Detroit, you're from Waterford. You got Damon out of Brighton and now Zach from Canton, Michigan. That's a pretty tight area. Do you guys sit down and talk about things like that?
No, we actually never have. I mean, it's you know, I don't think we were you know, Coach Witt was trying to do that, you know, as far as getting people from a certain area. I think it just worked out that way.
Yeah, I think with Zach Sizek, I kind of know what was going on there. He's just a really good candidate for that assistant coaching position when it opened up because of where he's been and who he's worked with, et cetera. And I know Jeff was really high on him and pretty much sold him. And he's done a good job. I've been really impressed by how professional he is for a young kid.
Yeah, he is. He's, I think he really was a student of coaching when he did his, you know, his graduate stuff in Miami, and then when he did his time at Notre Dame. Like, I think he he put in a lot of hours and really soaked everything up, and it's obviously, you know, it's translating now into, you know, him being a full-time assistant. You know, I think he's done a great job. I share an office with him, so, you know, it's obviously we have a relationship as far as that. And, you know, he's a little bit quieter than what Rich was last year, but we've had a good relationship. It's been fun working with him, and again, you know, he definitely brings that level of professionalism for sure.
Yeah, Rich was pretty much a comedian most of the time. He was one of the funnier people that you'll ever be around in hockey, and he's doing a good job out at Chattuck, and I think he's a happy camper out there. And things are working out. That's the way it goes. You have changes all the time. I mean, certainly in your career, you've been all over the place. You know what change is all about.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of moving around. It can be tough on families at times, but I've been fortunate enough with my wife. It's kind of been, you know, wherever, you know, as long as we're all together, that's kind of where home is, and that's the way it's always been for us.
And that's the way it has to be. That's the way it should be. And now, during your playing career, did you ever have any time where you got hurt bad enough you had to sit out for quite a while, or is the lockout year one of the things that stands out most where you're missing the NHL level game?
No, I unfortunately had the, you know, I was talking to actually Zach about this the other day. He asked me the same question. I had 12 surgeries over my career. Broke my leg, broke my heel, 4 knee surgeries, broke both, or surgeries on both wrists, surgery on a finger, surgery on shoulder. So unfortunately, a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, and obviously that just kind of goes with the nature of, you know, physical game of hockey.
Right, it's a tough game, and you're what, 5'10"? You know, it's not like there's some people playing that are pretty big boys, and you can get into some. If you play at a high level with high speed, et cetera, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah, especially, you know, the game's changed a little bit more where we're taking a little bit of the dangerous play, you know, element out of it. But when I first started, for sure, you know, there was some big scary guys. Scott Stevens, you know, I had to go against him 5 or 6 times a season. You know, Philadelphia had some big players, you know, back in the day as well. So it was wasn't always fun going in there and playing them, but you know, you had to. There was no other choice.
Yeah, what was if you had to sit down and say, hey, I really enjoyed it here more than somewhere else, was there one place where you enjoyed playing more than another, or did you like all of them?
I think I enjoyed all of them. I think, you know, being drafted by the Rangers and that being your first team, you know, you always have a little bit of a soft spot there. Obviously, you know, New York City is New York City. It's a great city. Playing at Madison Square Garden, the original six team is pretty mm-hmm. special. You know, being traded, when I was traded to Edmonton, I was in shock because I'd never been traded in my life. So it was a little bit of a culture shock. But going there, we had a really young team. And, you know, playing in Edmonton, that's all they have is hockey. And so you're kind of the center focus. Right. And that was another great experience as well.
Yeah, tremendous team at that time, too. You guys had some good players on that squad. And then you moved on and wound up playing. Did you play with anybody that would be a familiar name when you were in Germany? Were there any former collegians, et cetera, over there?
Not really. Not that I could think of from anybody from here, no.
Yeah, that's always interesting when you look at all those rosters. They quite often will have some import players. Certainly there were import players in that league at that time.
Yeah.
Now let's switch the subject a little bit here to back to recruiting for a moment. We talked about what we might need, et cetera, like that. What would you, where would you go if it were totally up to you and cost were no object? Which of the leagues would you go? East? Would you go to the USHL, BC? What do you think? Where does Lake Superior do better?
Maybe Europe.
Yeah,
spend some time over there if we had, you know, because there's a lot of European players coming over, but I don't think. You know, I prefer one league over the other. I think there's good players everywhere right now.
You know, we have 7 guys on this team, international players. I can't think of a college team with more of international flavor than we've got. And it's got to be a little bit difficult for – you got 3 Swedes there. You got Keibel, who's German. You got the Latvian goaltender in Merrick's Mittens. You've got the Japanese player in Yuki Miura, who I thought played really well last weekend for you. It looks like he may be a real good player for us this season. And now we've got Miro Muka in here, too, from Slovakia. So we've got – does that present any kind of a problem? All these guys seem to speak well, and they – you know, hockey's the
– Yeah, I mean, hockey's the language. Yeah. So, you know, they've been great players for us and good kids as well. I don't think we meant to do that, but it's the way it's worked out.
Yeah, they've done a good job. I mean, Keibel played really well, I thought, on the weekend. He started a little bit slow game one at Merrimack, but game two he was really good.
Yeah, he missed some time with injury at the beginning of the year, so I think that was part of it. But, you know, he's easing back into it again, and I think, you know, all those guys are going to be, you know, huge for us moving forward.
Yeah, we got a couple of freshmen who are playing really well. I think our fans are really impressed with Nordquist on defense. He's so quick, and he thinks the game pretty well. And we talked about Samandel earlier. We think he's going to be a really good player. Owen Guy, I thought he played really well at Merrimack and did okay this past weekend. I thought the local kid, Ashton Calder, was much more relaxed and looked way more like he was into the game here this weekend than he did out at Merrimack. But I think that's because there wasn't a whole lot of room at Merrimack, and he's a freshman.
Yeah, you can. It's a little intimidating coming out to your first college game, but I think he adjusted well, and he's going to be a good player for us.
Yeah, do you spend any extra time with the freshmen? Do you talk to them a little bit more maybe than a veteran player?
Maybe a little bit as far as systems, just so they get used to it. But you know, you want them. They want them to adjust as fast as they can. But you know, at times systems can be new to them, and you know, some of our guys have already been through it.
Have we instituted a lot of new stuff this year?
Not a lot, but some new stuff for sure. So, you know, it's a little more patient in the neutral zone than aggressive. It's kind of working smarter, not harder.
Yeah, I think that's it's noticeable, too, and it's working well. We're off to a good start. We're 4-0 on the season, going to Huntsville in a week and a half, and then coming home against Michigan, Great Lakes State weekend. It's exciting stuff, and we got the chance. I'll ask you the same thing I asked Max. You got to be looking forward to going to
For sure. Detroit. We should have kept playing, and going to Detroit's going to be fun.
The GLI. I mean, you played the GLI many
times.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's a great tournament.
All righty, and this year it's at Little Caesars Arena, which is new to all of us. Mike, thanks for joining us here tonight. Appreciate it. Mike York, the assistant coach of the Lakers, joining us on the Laker Hockey Show, and also Max Humitz, who joined us tonight. We appreciate that. All the fans who are here. Great to have a good crowd here. It's a good time at the Antlers. I want to point out that the buffet that's supplied every Monday, it's been great, and that's Glover, the new chef they've got back there. He does a tremendous job, that all-you-can-eat Lulander buffet. He's got chicken parmesan tonight along with salad and garlic toast, etc. for $10. You can't beat that, and it's very good, and Glover does a great job, and we want to thank the folks here at the Antlers for playing host to us every Tuesday night. That takes care of another Laker Hockey Show. For Matt Pocket Engineering here and Alyssa back at the station, Bill Crawford, so long till next Tuesday night on the Laker Hockey Show on ESPN 1400.